We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Legacy Partners and Awesome Women. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma. I'm the president of Synergy Solutions, and what a privilege it is for me to be on today's session. I'm really excited because I was just at an amazing housewarming party last night, and I was talking to a number of ladies there, and I said, I don't know, but it seems to me that women often are not so focused on making money. And so I was talking with Ava Linda and Rosanna, who are two core individuals in the Awesome Women, and I said, are you happy? And they, with Awesome Women, they said, absolutely. Well, Ava Linda said, absolutely. Rosanna said, sometimes. And I said, why are you, you know, are you interested in making money from Awesome Women? And she said, you know, I am. I said, have you made, you know, money from Awesome Women? And she said, I did. I made $9,000 today. And I'm like, really? So, I mean, interesting. Like, if we went ahead and had 52, you know, weeks in a year, which we do, multiply it times 5 days, that's 260 days. If we multiply that times 9,000, Ava Linda would be at $2.34 million a year. So how do we clone that success? So how do we make that success happen, you know, on a consistent basis? And I asked Ava Linda then in the pre-show, I said, so do you believe it was because of Awesome Women? She said, absolutely. I mean, not 100%, of course, but a large part of it as a result of thinking differently, learning to think differently. So, Ava Linda, are you interested in earning $2.34 million?
Yes, I am.
So do you have any ideas as to how you can, I'm assuming that you don't do that every single day.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I don't do that.
So if you don't do it every single day, how do you, I mean, I think a lot of ladies, you know, a lot of women would love to make $9,000 in one day. I mean, that would be like, whoa, that's really cool. And so how do you go ahead and leverage that situation to, one, do it more frequently with you, and two is do it for other women?
Well, if I share my story, then that would be like box 12. And showing that it's possible and explaining how great it feels, I guess.
So Ava Linda is referring, if you're not aware of Box 12, it's within the BOSS system, within the DNA for Business. It's within the 530 grid. It's taking and capturing your successes to areas back into areas 1, 2, and 3. Will the individual that you're helping change their life, will they be joining you on Friday's mastermind call? You're not sure yet?
No.
Okay. Is it a man or a woman?
A woman.
Okay. Will she be joining, you know, us on the Awesome Women call?
I will definitely invite her.
Okay. And so, any ideas, ladies, on how Ava Linda could help other women do the same thing that Ava Linda's doing?
Get them on the call.
So get people on the call. What else?
Sharing the success that she made because she's been on the call.
Sharing it, you're right. And how would you want to share it?
Pufferfish it.
Pufferfish it. how about sharing it dramatically? So in the pre-show, there were discussion about what our topic should be. And so I think a lot of women, in my experience, are not focused on making money. And so Avalinda has become intentional about making money and intentional about doing the things that she needs to do to make money. And all of a sudden, weeks, months later, that effort, her hard effort in doing those specific actions, are actually translating into making money, which is really, really cool, very exciting. And so what we learned in the last, you know, Awesome Women segment is drama. And so Avalinda said, you know, I think it would be good today to talk about, you know, drama and good drama. So good drama is I think, figuring out the actions that you've taken, Avalinda, and highlighting those and celebrating those and high-fiving those and lifting those things up and saying, you can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, good drama. Like, it's taking something and putting a lot of drama, dramatic to it, to where people stand up and take notice and say, wow, $9,000 in one day, that's amazing. My guess is that a lot of women would be attracted to that. Would you agree with that, Avalinda?
Yes.
I think that some of the elements, drilling into the elements, and because you thought about it, you thought, is Awesome Women, has it contributed to that success? And you think it has. And I think there's a whole bunch of things that have contributed to that success. I think obviously one of them is BOSS, Business Operating System, the engine that runs our business. We earn the money we earn, work the hours we work, have the stressor that we do or don't, life balance we do or don't have because of that engine. I think your knowledge base of that, I think that's helped. I think that you learning how to overcome being a victim. And so, you know, I think that often men and women are both drawn to quick, get rich quick, you know, overnight success. You don't have to do much work. Just give us money and we'll make you successful. You'll make all this money. Or we may not tell them that, but we may allow them to believe that. Like, and I think that you would be very different to say, well, getting that $9,000 in one day, there's a lot of days I had to work. I mean, I had to sacrifice. I had to bust my tail off. I had to take risk. I had to put a lot of time into things that I wasn't getting paid on. And so I think that you would represent that well and say, listen, if you do these things, you too can do that. Does that make sense, Avalinda?
Yes.
So I'm really excited for you. Congratulations on the $9,000 in one day. I can't wait to see that celebrated. See the drama on that. I'm going to go ahead and be a drama king on that myself, and I'm going to be like sharing that with everybody I know. And I think other people ought to do it too. What's really cool is not the $9,000 in earning $9,000 in one day. I think the real exciting thing is other women can do it. I think the real exciting thing is for you to do that, you know, one day a month, and then 2 days a month, and then 3 days a month. And how do I do it, you know, day after day, month after month on a consistent basis? I think the exciting thing is that can be done in multiple different ways. And I think that that's going to give women financial freedom, excitement, energy, and passion. If you're listening to the rebroadcast, we'll be going into the Q&A in just a minute. But if you have any questions on anything that was covered today, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number, 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. If you haven't had your complimentary 30-minute strategy session, that's how it all started with Avalinda. There's no cost to do that. It's amazing. It's simple, very powerful. Go to www.dnaforsuccess.com. That's www.dnaforsuccess.com. Go to examination and then free 30-minute strategy session. You can either take a 3-minute survey or one that takes a little bit longer but much more powerful. Either one of those is will be very beneficial for you. And then share that with other people, pay it forward, and always remember we can accomplish so much more together than we ever could on our own. God bless and have an amazing day. Bye-bye. All right, the Q&A, that's even more exciting, I think, than the session, because that's where, you know, can really get down and drill down into it. So there's a whole bunch. There's things that you're aware of, Avalinda, that have enabled you, empowered you, blessed you to go ahead and earn $9,000 in one day. And so how do you keep that up? How do you keep the consistency of that up? How do you build on that? How do you help, you know, others do so as well? Any thoughts or questions that you have, Avalinda?
Well, what I see is just that because I understand what I've been learning about following a process, using a system, and knowing that my system is there, whether it's a good one or a bad one, and the results show me if it's a good one or a bad one. And then I want to duplicate the results, so I have to use the system that works.
Nice. Nice. Cool. All right. Anything else that you ladies have for me before I take off?
No, I think I appreciate you heading off the call and making it significant.
So one of the things is drama. You know, drama is like when you're, you know, when you're excited about something, you have drama, you know, so it's cold out today. Oh, my gracious, it's cold out today. Is that something to get excited about? Or, oh, my gracious, Avalinda made $9,000 and think about if when she creates that, like, oh, my gracious, like, oh my, like a single mom, how cool would that be? Or a mom that wants to, you know, stay at home with her children but has to work 2 or 3 jobs. I mean, how exciting would that be? And so, like, are we getting excited? Like, can people sense our excitement? Or are we just Eeyore, like, that was pretty good. I think that we ought to all maybe consider that and let's give each other a high five or even a low five or maybe. And so are we, as women, getting excited about the things that we should get excited about? Or do we waste a lot of our drama and a lot of our excitement or on things that really, honestly, do they have an impact? Do they make us money? Do they have deeper relationships? Or is it just something artificial, superficial, something that's insignificant that actually isn't going to have any impact on eternity at all? Do we have the ability to control our drama, our energy, our emotions, to use those properly? And, you know, How do we, if we're not using that to leverage, if we're not using our emotions, our energy, our passions, the drama, if we're not using that to leverage what we want in life, do we really know what we want in life? And when we get what we want in life, are we going to be happy or is it going to leave us unfulfilled? And then do we really care about other women? I mean, do we? I mean, we have this sisterhood that we talk about. Let's all get together. Let's march. Let's go ahead and let's take all of our drama together and let's lift this whole thing up on how somebody's you know, wronged us. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, that that shouldn't happen. As a father of four daughters, like, that's, yeah, sometimes we do need to do that. But, you know, if I'm getting paid less, maybe if I learn to focus more on money, maybe if I learn to focus more on how do I do what Ava Linda did. Very few women in the world earn $9,000 in a day. And so it takes hard work. It takes tremendously hard work, tremendous discipline, tremendous diligence, tremendous delayed gratification. All right, ladies, congratulations, all of you. We'll see
you.
Bye-bye.
So, Avalinda, what do you think the call, how do you think the call made you do well on the sale today?
Well, I think the whole process of what I've learned, that sales is not about me sharing what people need or what I think they need or what I'm selling, but it's just asking questions and connecting with people. And if what I have is would help them, then connecting that to their dreams and their wants and their needs. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, so you learned that on the call from the Awesome Women then?
I think on the call, on the Awesome Women call, then I have understood who I am as a woman, that I can take what I've learned maybe from my business, and the Awesome Women's call has given me confidence to understand how my thinking needs to adjust so that I can do the things that I'm learning.
Oh, okay. So it teaches you to think differently.
Yes.
And not rely on your original thought process, but to go further into your thought process.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so how do other women accomplish that?
Well, I think just to take what we learn or what we know and understand that when you do the things that you know, then it's empowering. And once you have a little success, then you build upon it and keep having little successes that lead to big successes. And understanding all these topics that we've been talking about through the last weeks,
right,
differently, understanding people's personality, which I totally used in the sale, and understanding that I can't be selfish, but I am thinking about it. What's in it for me? And I'm explaining to her what's in it for her.
And that helps to go ahead and to see. So it's not just Awesome Women, but taking some of the things that you've learned from Awesome Women and connecting it to some of the white papers that we have read in the past and using them for benefit of others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how do we get people to see that they could do the same thing by getting on the call? Because not everybody that's on the call has been as successful, I should say, as what you have.
Or they've been as successful in different areas. It may not be financial, or it could be a lot more than this financially. But we haven't maybe had a forum to share our successes. So we could all probably share different successes that would be equally as life-changing. may not be just financial.
And I was thinking, Ginger Ann, she's on a couple forums for, mothers of twins, mothers of this. And I think, that's helped her walk through some of the difficulties that she has. So maybe us taking what we have from the Awesome Women and, putting it out there in a form of some sort, maybe working mom, et cetera. You still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had some trouble with my phone. So I'm wondering if we have a particular forum that would be good for us to put out there, or maybe to throw it out on the Awesome Women and say, hey, we're looking to create a question and answer forum. Where would be the best place? What would catch people's eye besides, the wrong type of people?
Mm-hmm.
What would catch people's eye as far as getting people to communicate, or maybe even to see that there's a benefit on this? I see Ginger Ann and Katrina joined us. Thank you for joining us today, ladies.
Okay.
We were talking about what Avalinda took from this call and applied it to what she was doing today, and actually made a sale out of the deal because she used some things from this call to create the different type of thinking that she came into the call with her sale with, and was able to make. So I think that if we can take some of the things that we do, we could actually help others succeed too. And it may not be that we make money for ourselves, but we may actually help other people, and then it'll come back to us as we're the ones that help them get where they are.
Sounds like a good plan.
Any thoughts you have out there, Katrina? I know Lily has some thoughts. I heard that.
Lily's asleep.
Oh, okay. All right.
Probably with my little ones.
Okay. They're getting vocal.
Yeah, I'm very vocal.
So, so Avalinda shared that one of the things that she did was some of the white paper she used as leverage in the sale that she made today. So I think, knowing what's in it for her, what's in it for the person that she's working with, helps her. And I think that us as women, we have a lot of information at our fingertips and in our lives, and are we using it to the best of our abilities to help us to grow and to help others to grow? So, and that is the conclusion of our wonderful call of Awesome Women. And so I appreciate each one of you joining the call. If you have questions about this call, please feel free to call 888-230-2300, again, 888-230-2300. And have an awesome day, ladies. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.